to our 10:30 public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the time and place for public hearing on an ordinance to delete the current Chapter 80 of the Code of Sussex County relating to lot maintenance and to adopt a more comprehensive new Chapter 80 pertaining to prohibitive growth of grass and weeds together with enforcement and penalty provisions. There will be a presentation made by Mr. Eddie Parker from a Director of Board of Assessments to the County Council. At that time, the County Council will then have an opportunity to question him on the proposed ordinance. After that, it will be open to the public, and any members of the public can come forward and address this issue. If you come forward, give us your name and address before you speak, and then after that, the public hearing will be closed, and the council has an opportunity to act on this ordinance. At this point, is Mr. Parker here?
There he is.
Morning.
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 What you have before you this morning, it is an ordinance, as Mr. Moore stated, to deal with lot maintenance. Contrary to some statements that I heard this morning over some local media, this is not a new ordinance, not a new idea or a new concept. We've had an ordinance in Sussex County for a number of years to deal with this situation. A few years ago, council took a great portion of Chapter 80 out because it dealt with landfill office, which we no longer have. Inadvertently, the penalty section of that ordinance got removed as well, which left us with a lot maintenance ordinance with no penalties, which makes it very difficult for us to enforce. All that this ordinance does is puts that back into Chapter 80 with very specific notification requirements by the county to a property owner and penalties that could be assessed by the Justice of the Peace Courts. We have always and will continue to enforce this on a complaint-based method. Mm-hmm. We don't go out and seek out properties that have weeds or grass growing 12 inches or higher and try to enforce this ordinance. But there are a number of people, and you get calls from them this time of year, who are concerned about fire safety, who are concerned about rodent problems as a result of an adjoining property that's not being well maintained. Those are the only cases that we go out and investigate. That's the sole purpose of this today.
It gives you a tool.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. When you do go out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When we do get called.
Half of my calls are for this.
And we need a remedy. I mean, this provides us with an avenue to pursue these and get them corrected. In 99% of the cases, it's a simple contact with the property owner. They cut the grass. Everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. Can they appeal it?
Well, we have court proceedings that allow them to have their day in court. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
If it gets that far. Mm-hmm. Right, if it goes that far, right, right. But you're saying most people respond from just a letter.
Absolutely.
Notice, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there any other questions from council? Seeing none at this point, we'll open this up to the public. Is anyone from public? Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road, Greenwood. Now, got a couple questions. One is, at the bottom there, I don't know which page, but anyhow, it says no county license, building permit shall be approved, or rezoning if the property has not been maintained, whatever. Well, are you going to go look out there and look at every property that they want a zoning change? That's already in the law. But he's saying, oh, well, we're just going to do it if we have a complaint. Well, it seems to me, if you already had the complaint because you're supposed to do it before the guy can even have a building permit. That's the enforcement. It's the duty. It shall be the duty. It doesn't say maybe the duty. It said it shall be the duty. The next question I have is, why in the world do you have in one place that it can be an assessment administration fee set? And, well, then why do you need the courts? And maybe you need a court to back it up in a little portion, but all this here, I don't think so. First of all, it ought to be an administration fee, and if the guy doesn't cut his weeds, guess what? You go force them and go cut them, and then slap a lien on the property if he doesn't pay for it, just like you do with the taxes, and you have the whole problem solved.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Yes, ma'am.
My name's Carol Summers. I live in Lewis. I think this ordinance infringes on the right of property owners, and it also does not address the ecological impact in its restriction. If the ordinance had just limited it to the statement about no person being the owner or possessor of land or improved premises shall permit, instead of grasses or weeds, say vegetation, to grow so as to create a nuisance detrimental to adjoining property or to the health or safety of other persons, it wouldn't bother me so much. But when they get into trying to define what are grasses, what are weeds, wildflowers could be considered weeds. You could have grasses that are higher than 12 inches that are, you know, not noxious grasses.
But they're excluded, are they not?
Ornamental grasses.
Ornamental grasses.
Yes. But, for instance, every day I walk through a wooded area along a street where there's grass, and then the woodland right at the border are milkweed growing. Now, milkweed is a wildflower. It's a weed. But it's also the habitat for monarch butterfly growth. And so I think we need to be very careful in how we're defining this. If somebody complains, and you said that this is only initiated on a complaint, and it's a hazard, a safety hazard, yes, I think you can go ahead with that. But at the same time, I think just the way it's written is too limiting on the rights of property owners.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in reference to this proposed ordinance? Anyone else? Let the record show that no other persons have indicated a desire to speak on this matter. At this point, the public hearing on this matter is closed, Mr. President.
Okay, we'll close the public hearing, close public comment. And I'm sorry, Ms. Phillips.
Well, she made a point that maybe Eddie could speak to, or is it a point that's not necessarily addressed prior to a vote?
Eddie, you want to come forward and
what's the question?
Well, the concern that the lady had, do you believe that the way it's written, she shouldn't have any concern?
I can assure her that she shouldn't have any concern based on the way we enforce the current policy, the current ordinance, and that's what we intend to do with future ordinances. We've never had a situation where we've had a dispute with a property owner because they claim to have ornamental grasses or something. If it's obvious to us what it is, or they can prove to us that it's ornamental, or for some environmental purpose it needs to be there, it'll remain.
Mm-hmm. But I know this, she pointed out, like milkweed. Of course, milkweed just doesn't sit there by itself. It's usually amongst other overgrown type of stuff. So if we have to go in, you get a complaint to clean up a property, you're going to have to clean up the property. You just can't, you know, start cutting around this little plant and that little plant. You go in and you cut it. Like I cut my grass, and I'm sure there might be some milkweed in my grass, but I cut it every week or two.
That's correct.
So, I mean, it just, that's the way it is. And like I say, it's obvious to anybody, any of our inspectors, I'm sure, if you approach a property, that if there is an organized effort to have landscaping and ornamental grasses or something of value, it's obvious. But when the properties we're talking about, it's they're a mess. They need to get cleaned up. And if we start opening up a bunch of loopholes that, you know, everybody's going to have all of a sudden environmental sites.
Right.
And I'm sure there's designations out there from certain organizations that if you do have something of ecological importance, you can maybe get it designated that way. But for us, we don't want to have to go through all that jumping around because nothing will ever get done again. So I just think that what Eddie's got here is probably.
I mean, we can't list every plant that may be considered something other than noxious.
Sure.
Well, a weed to start with. What is a weed, really? The definition of weed is that's a plant that's out of its place. In other words, you can have some spire corn. You can have corn that comes up in a soybean field here and there, just spot it. Last year, it was a proper plant there if you had a corn field. This year, it's a weed. It can be anything. So when you give this definition of weed, I mean we're taking on a wide scope, and I think I'm very cautious of how I want to enforce this law about telling people what their weeds are. And if it's a rural area, I'm really cautious. Now, if George has that problem in his area, then maybe this law pertains to his area. I'm not saying, I have never had a call, as long as I've been on council, about a weed problem. Never.
I can say I have not had one for a long time. And Eddie, I don't doubt for one minute that you would use common sense in the enforcement of this. But this is going to be something in place for a long time, maybe long after you're gone. And I hate to give the authority to somebody that may not be as wise as you are.
But wait, we've been doing it, Vance. I think we've been doing it. We just don't have
for
the
years.
We're looking at adding a fee structure back to it is all we're doing, right?
We're putting teeth in it.
Fees?
It was left off.
We're basically putting a penalty.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not getting any calls, you won't get any in the future.
The weed and grass section is very similar to what's always been there.
It doesn't it say it has to do, if there's a nuisance, if it's a nuisance, doesn't that part of it?
Well, and that's why we don't get, we don't generally have problems enforcing it because it is a nuisance to someone and they've contacted us. Again, we don't go out and look for these things. Mm-hmm. Because if it doesn't bother you next door to you, it doesn't bother us. But some folks have had some very legitimate concerns about fire safety and the value of their home. If someone owns a lot and they're not maintaining it, and this is in residential areas. We're not talking about farms.
Right. No, they're excluded.
Clearly. But we have had some very irate folks contact us for help, because they can't get the neighbor to do what the neighbor should do.
And a lot of it's in conjunction with a home that has been left.
Yeah, and we've run into a lot
and
of
everything. They've
with,
just walked away from the property, Sam. And you got to address it.
Right. We have a lot of banks that are holding title to homes, and the banks are on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. They don't know.
And these homes are left unattended, and we're getting calls from people in the neighborhood for help. And this gives us the ability to help those folks.
Yeah,
we had Summercrest that.
Because we would put a lien on the property, and when that property is sold at some point, we get our money back.
Yeah,
but
we
in
should.
The meantime, we've taken care of the problem for the neighborhood.
Right, we should be able to recover. At Summercrest, the building stopped all of a sudden during the economic crunch, and lots were allowed to grow high grass or weeds, whatever you call it. And the folks that lived there complained, well, they didn't have a homeowner association. It is even fully built out yet. So there are a lot of people that you think they have their homeowner association can take care of it, and there's nothing there for them. So, you know, that's not in town, and it's not way out in the country. There's a lot of that.
Well, Mr. Parker's aware, I spent a lot of time in the last 2 or 3 months with his department on complaints in my area, legitimate complaints. And it took a lot of time on his part and Mr. Holloway's part, but we finally got them solved. But we had some issues that were certainly needing attention.
Yes.
I'd agree to that.
Was that a suburban area, or was that town? Or?
It was in a development.
In a country, in a farm setting, or where?
No, in a development. Out on Concord Road, Nanticoke Acres. house sit there in the middle of all the houses. Weeds growed up, branches growed, everything everywhere. People next door trying to sell their house. Realty people wouldn't even show the house because it looks so bad next door. Mm-hmm. This lady's mainly going to Florida.
Yeah.
She don't care about the house.
Mm-hmm. And Sam,
I had one on Route 9 outside of Laurel that the lady couldn't even come out of her driveway and see traffic because the weed was so tall.
Yeah. Should we make this? Well, yeah. Then if this be the case, you talk about weeds so tall, I can show you some of the highways.
Well, this was on somebody's land.
That's a state.
I can show you a highway right now. It's got Johnson grass growing on it, which is against the law, mm-hmm. and it's shoulder high right now.
Call Eddie's office; he'll get a guy out there.
Get that man to come back here from Delta. Yeah.
So anyway, Captain Ms. Phillips.
Yeah, it's really a problem.
The homeowner will be notified that their grass is too tall, and they're given how long?
Initially, they're given 5 days
to rectify.
Yes. And we can give them an additional 5 days if they contact us and indicate they're going to make some progress. Yeah, after that point, we need to get in and do something ourselves, and this is what this gives us the ability to do.
And when does that 5-day clock start?
I believe it's very specific in here, but I believe it's the day that we actually notify them. And if we can't get up with the owner, the day that we post it on the property, that's the official notification. We take a picture of that, and it's dated.
You try to notify them first by phone.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you do registered mail?
Or yes.
Certified mail?
Yes.
So if you receive the card back that they got the mail and they signed it, then the clock starts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, Mr. President.
The
reason that this was drafted, the constable has gone on occasion to JP court based on a complaint, and they got there in JP court, found out, yes, you may have proved your case, but the county has no penalties in there.
Right.
And so you can't,
enforce
it. If you look at the prior law, said that no grasses may grow more than 12 inches high. And again, that the grasses for weeds, if they create a nuisance detrimental to adjoining property or the health or safety. The current law did not have the exclusions for agricultural purposes mm-hmm. that this one has had added in. And this one does give that period of time with a notice and, as Mr. Parker indicated, if additional time is needed, because someone may get the notice and just not have the ability to get it cut right away. But it was thought that if they could have the additional time to take care of it, if they're showing progress. Right. In regards, I think one person requested, why didn't the verbiage vegetation use? Well, if you get into the verbiage vegetation, then you're getting into issues, trees, shrubs, all of that would be considered vegetation. Many of those just naturally uh-huh. grow more than 12 inches
yes.
tall. So
yes. okay.
we get into other issues with that. In regards to the questions concerning the penalty portion and, you know, the assessment, you know, there's potential fees that the county is going to have to pay if they get the grass is cut. The county wants to be able to get those back. So they're listed, as well as giving the courts the ability to enforce, and if the person's repeat offender, to increase that. So that was the penalty portion
sure.
of that, over and above the assessment.
How large the lots have got to be before we start telling people they got to mow? How small, I should say? How small is these lots before? Is this a 2-acre plot or acre?
You got nothing to do with that.
Size is really irrelevant. It depends on where it's located and what the effect it's having
well,
on.
All areas, right?
Nuisance.
No. Yeah, but we've had quarter acre lots cut.
We don't.
Not in town, but there's certainly developed areas that are not in rural.
Operations.
No,
It's countywide, Sam.
It references agricultural properties are exempt.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
what is the definition that your office uses as agricultural property?
Some type of revenues derived from an agricultural product.
So it's
grown
just
on that
because
property.
Somebody's got 10 acres doesn't necessarily mean they can call themselves a farm.
That's correct.
So it's got to be a legitimate agricultural operation.
Yes.
Well, 10 acres or more is a farm, or is it 5 acres? Which is it, 10 or 5?
10 acres for...
Well, then we had no control over that.
Well, but it has to be under agricultural production. You can't just have 10 acres of vacant land and say it's a farm. It has to be, an agricultural product created on that property to qualify as farmland.
You've got the language in here, not used for bona fide agricultural purposes.
Yes.
And I would interpret that to include a valid cover crop that was being used by a farmer.
Sure. Well, I can right now show you a farm that's this guy laid out this year. And in fact, the governor, I think, is paying to plant trees at, but he's got weeds our high as your head, right, almost right down the road from him.
Are you complaining?
I don't have no
If you have to complain, Eddie,
call
get
Eddie. Call
Eddie. Those other people business, George. I'll tell you the truth.
Any more questions, counsel?
Does this apply to the state? There's some state properties that.
No.
What?
On the highway?
We generally enforce this in residential areas.
This is it. The state properties are exempt from this?
Doesn't apply.
We don't enforce these ordinance on state property. We have not in the past, no.
Is there any language in here that indicates the state is exempt?
No, not in this ordinance.
So the state properties could be cited. Sure. If you had a complaint.
Sure. If I had a complaint, I'd pick the phone up, call our legal counsel, and get his advice before I sent somebody out to cite the state.
Probably take the same action you would with anyone else. You'd call the appropriate person in the state and ask if that area could be cut.
Right.
And if 5 days or 10 days went by, if they asked you for the grace period, then you would go in, cut it, and send the state a bill.
We could do that.
State property?
It would probably be, and again, this is off the top of my head, but I would anticipate that we would have to take the steps of going into court, and they would probably argue immunity from that.
No matter what, I can't imagine we'd ever get that far. They've got equipment to do it. I mean, we're just getting off. I mean, we're talking about hypotheticals that have never happened. But if you have a complaint about a state property, give it to Eddie, and I'm sure he'll get on top of it.
I like it when it's state property.
But we're getting bogged down on this.
Any more questions of counsel? Mr. Moore, would you read the short title?
Yes, I will. This is an ordinance to delete the current Chapter 80 of the Code of Sussex County relating to lot maintenance and adopt a more comprehensive new Chapter 80 pertaining to prohibited growth of grass and weeds together with enforcement and penalty provisions.
Pleasure, counsel.
I'll make a motion we adopt this ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt the ordinance as read by Mr. Moore. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I'm very grateful to have this update or recapture of the old bill make sure that the farming is excluded, and it will help in my job quite a lot. Thank you.
Mr. Cole.
I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Well, I guess maybe I'm one of the ones along with Mr. Wilson that has not gotten calls on this. I'll get more calls voting for this from people who are upset that we're going to be sticking our nose in their business, I can guarantee you. I'm a little concerned that we're not going to be treating the state in the same way that we're going to be treating our average tax-paying citizens. It was mentioned that there was high grass in a development. Developments come with a set of covenants, These covenants are made and enforced by the homeowners association. And I don't think that folks who live out in the country should necessarily think they're going to have the same standards as a development that has these higher standards. And, there's certainly something to be said for personal responsibility in this. But I'm just a little concerned about the way this thing's going to go once it's passed. I think it will pass, but because of those reasons, I am going to vote no.
Mr. Wilson.
I just had a phone call this morning asked me to vote no. I have had no one ask me to vote yes. And he says that if he was really that concerned about other people's property, he said, I'm going to do what I'm going to do this morning. He said, I'm taking my mowing machine down there, mowing the part I don't like the looks of. So my answer is obviously, I'm going to vote no, because I'm not here to see this county gets more regulations and more regulations and ways of taxing and fining people. It's just, and something this, I think we're just overstepping ourselves on this thing.
Thanks, sir. I certainly agree that the, I think the county has had this in effect for a long time. It's not something brand new. It's just we're putting penalties to it that were for some reason dropped out years ago. I have had complaints. They were in the development. Developments do not all have homeowner associations. It goes back 1939 when DuPont built it. There's no homeowner association there, nobody to enforce anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good, fair ordinance. I would think that we'll get few complaints. When we do have them, I'm sure Mr. Parker's department will deal with these people fairly. And most all of them will cut their grass and we'll move forward and everybody will, the neighborhood will be happy. So I'm going to vote yes, motion carried.
Right.
Now we're going to back up to the Treasurer's report. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Actually, item above that is a draft ordinance for consideration. I'll start with that this morning. We are still in the morning, yes. In your packets,